Hey, at 11:15, we want to welcome in Mabel Louise Stewart. Hello.
Hey to you, and good morning out there. Hope you're having a nice day. It's cloudy here in western Wisconsin, but you know what? I always remind you, you can be the sunshine, okay? The joy of the Lord is our portion, and we can show people that we are happy no matter what. So today, I'm going to start right out and remind you that this is Catch and Match Month. And anything you give will be doubled. How about that? I'm so thankful to those precious people who help us to do that very thing every August. And as you, just a reminder, the monies are going to support those programs that are unable to support themselves. And I won't take time to list any of them, but if you're on the mailing list, they're all listed on the back of the update. And ahead of time, thank you for what anything you can do would be wonderful. And you folks have been so precious and so good to us all through the years and helped us to get the gospel out. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, my verse for the day is 84, verse 12. The psalmist has been talking about nature and brought out many verses, actually 11 verses, praising God for nature, the different places, the waters, the birds, and what have you. And he's so excited, and the verse 12, and I grabbed hold of it today for you because it ties right into my message. Here's what the psalmist said. O Lord of hosts, the international version says, O God Almighty, blessed is the man who trusts in you. The title of my message today is Do Not Be Afraid. I've been on a creation series where I've admonished parents and grandparents to take advantage of the summertime to teach about the Lord and his wonderful, wonderful handiwork. Isn't it easy to take all of this for granted? So far, I've covered the experience of Job, learning from the Lord himself concerning the sea and various animals. And that's found over in chapters 38 and 39 of the book of Job. And I've talked about different kinds of birds. Did you know that 45 out of the 66 books in the Bible talk about birds? How about that? And then I talked about what the Bible teaches about stars. And also about thunder and lightning. And we've had plenty of that, haven't we, with the storms. And then I've also covered a storm where Jesus was involved with the disciples. And I gave two easy verses, so easy to learn, especially for little ones. One is Psalm 56:3. In what time I am afraid, I will trust in the Lord. And this is the second one, Isaiah 43, verse 5. And it says, Fear not, for I am with thee. How about that? What a beautiful promise. During a storm is a perfect time to get into a little group and pray with your children and teach them these scriptures, then following it up with a Bible story telling them about a storm. On my last broadcast, I visited with you about Jesus being asleep on a pillow. It was in the stern of the boat, and a big storm came up, and the disciples were afraid, and they woke Jesus up, and he stilled the storm. And today I want to suggest another story that you might read and discuss with your children during a storm. I'm going to be reading from Matthew, the 14th chapter, verses 22 through 36. And straightway Jesus had constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him in the other side, while he went and sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into the mountain to pray. And when evening was come, he was there all alone. But the ship was in the midst of the sea and being tossed with the waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And that would have been between the hours of 3 to 6. So it would have been very dark. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "Ooh, it's a spirit," and they cried out in fear. But straightway Jesus spoke unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it's me, don't be afraid." And Peter answered and said, "Lord, if it be you, bid me come unto thee in the water." And he said, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and he began to sink, and he cried out, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand, caught him, and said, "O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. Then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, "Of a truth, thou art the Son of God." Well, this beautiful story is so good to teach your children and grandchildren so that they will learn to trust Jesus no matter what trial they face. You see, the disciples were frightened, and it's okay to be frightened if we know that Jesus is with us all through the storms. Aren't you glad that the Bible gives us so many illustrations that we can learn what to do in all of our circumstances of life? Let me give you a little background to this story. Jesus had just performed a miracle by feeding the 5,000. He instructed the disciples to get into the boat and go to the other side of the Sea of Galilee. This was rather an abrupt ending of the great miracle, and John gives us the reason. The word "straightway" means that it was an urgent movement. When Jesus perceived that they would come and take him by force to make him a king, he departed again into the mountain himself to be alone. Jesus still had 1 year of ministry that needed to be performed, and he was certainly not ready to be the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The Bible goes on to say that Jesus went to the mountain to pray alone. And going alone wasn't unusual for Jesus to do, but I think this time he was about to allow his disciples' faith to be tested. No doubt he would be praying for his disciples, as he often did. So while Jesus was praying in the mountains, the disciples were rowing in that dark, great storm. The waves were raging all around them, and they were so afraid. John's gospel says that they rowed about 25 or 30 furlongs. I looked up in the Bible dictionary, and you know what? It stated that a single furlong in Greek measurement was 606 feet and 9 inches. And I figured that was in between 3.5 to 4 miles. Wow. So they were way out in the middle of the sea, because the sea is 8 miles across. Well, I have a hunch that they were going around in circles and were really being tossed about. In any event, Jesus saw that they were in trouble. Now remember, he was praying in the mountains, but he knew exactly what was going on in their life, and he does in yours and mine. Isn't that wonderful? And he knows all about it when we're in trouble, and he's always ready to help us if we just let him. Well, Jesus walks on the sea to help them. He could have stayed on shore and calmed the sea, but he needed to teach them a lesson in trust. And he needed also to teach them that he was very God. You see, up to this point, they were doubting and they were wondering and they were so involved in miracles that they didn't really know who he was. So this is a test. I believe Jesus wanted to teach them his deity and his mastery over all nature. Here's a perfect place to emphasize to the children what a great Savior we have, who watches over us day after day and night after night. And this can be of great comfort to the children to know that he never slumbers nor sleeps, and he's ready to help us in any circumstance. Isn't that wonderful? When the disciples saw Jesus walking on the water, yes, they were very afraid, but Jesus identifies himself by saying, "Be of good cheer. It's me. Don't be afraid." Isn't that something? I'm sure they were relieved. And this beautiful storm story teaches us that there is never a difficulty that we have in our lives that Jesus doesn't know about it already. And he is ready to come to our aid. It's so interesting that the Lord Jesus let the disciples go a long time in that storm before he came to them. I think very often in the midst of our trials, we keep looking for the light at the end of the tunnel. And in some of our trials, that light seems never to show up. And we feel like we keep going further and further and further in that tunnel. And we can't see the Lord's presence. We can't see the Lord's hand. And we can't make sense of it. We feel that the Lord has abandoned us. Have you ever had that experience? Of course you have. We all have. So the Lord Jesus let those disciples go a long time before he came to them. He did it not out of spite, of course, or even to hurt them. He did it to build them up in faith in him. He wanted them to see their own weaknesses, to see their own need, and then to see the wonderful power at his disposal to answer that very need. The Lord may have allowed you and me in a trial for that very reason. I'm sure that the disciples learned that lesson that night because they said, "Of a truth, thou art the Son of God." Now they're beginning to realize who he really is. I want to close with this illustration that I read, where a missionary was to speak in a very remote area in the mountains. He went as far as he could on a log train, and another missionary met him at the end of the track. He said that when he reached the end of the line, it was very, very dark, and I was met by the missionary who introduced me to my next means of transportation for the last 3 miles of the journey. Guess what? It was a skinny old mule. As he helped me into the saddle, he said to me, "Don't ever use the reins, and don't ever try to guide the mule. He knows this road much better than you do." Well, it was pitch dark, and I could not see one step ahead of me. So I just trusted that mule the whole way. The next day, the missionary took me back over that same road which we had come through the darkness the night before. My heart skipped a beat, and I almost fainted when I saw the narrow, dangerous, rocky trail that I had traveled along the rim of the mountain. One little slip, and I would have landed in a chasm 100 feet below. In the darkness, I had trusted the mule. If I could have seen that road, I would never have gone. What a lesson to learn. If we knew all of the dangers ahead of us, yes, we would all give up. So the Lord leaves us in the dark. Yes, we go by faith and trust in the one who knows the way. And by the way, if your path is difficult right now, turn those reins over to Jesus and let him lead you. Yes, he will always direct your path if you'll let him. Don't try to figure it out. Just trust Jesus. It's been so good to be with you. Bye-bye.